Back to your world today on Radio Islam International. It's just after 7. We're with you up until 8 this evening. If you have any service delivery issues, we're shortly going to be joined by Mickey Pagliacci, who is the Director General for Region G, Lenasia. So in the past, he's taken your calls. He's attended to many of those issues. And we look forward to having Mr. Mickey with us this evening. In fact, Mr. Mickey is coming into the studio right away, and we welcome him onto the program, and we look forward to getting those questions fired at him as he's getting up towards the municipal elections. So this is a time where, you know, you've got to get everything right to get that vote. Mr. Mickey Pagliacci, good evening to you and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you very much for the warm and loving welcome.
Is it for the vote or is it to deliver the services?
No, I've been here before.
How are you doing? How's your new year gotten off to a good start?
All well, by the grace of God, all things are good. Thank you.
We need to get an update firstly on the Tembelishle issue. What's happening over there with the lights?
Yeah, well, you know, as we indicated that the electrification program has now commenced. The delays were the appointment of what we call the community liaison officers. We had to restart that process. Eventually, that's completed, and the project has now commenced.
Okay, let's go to the lines. You've got to put on your headphones, and let's hear what the listeners have to say. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum. Salam. How are you, Mufti?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Can I speak to Mr. Pagliacci?
Yes, he's here.
Good evening, Mr. Pagliacci.
Good evening, ma'am.
It's Mrs. Patel from Sane Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Mr. Pagliacci, I phoned you on this radio station last year as well, concerning the street lights on Sane Street. Now, you know what? We are really, really getting frustrated. That Tembelishle, the street lights in Tembelishle is working. But we, the taxpayers, as without street lights now, it's now 3.5 years. Now, all I need to know from you, Mr. Pagliacci, have they any intention of ever giving us street lights? If not, if you tell me today it's a negative, I will not call you again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the question. I do have it on my list, and I can recall quite clearly you raising the issues, and I think you're not the only resident between Extension 9 and 10 that has complained about it. And I think what we did say, and I'm hoping this will go down well, or maybe you won't be satisfied with my explanation, but the reality is that there is high levels of electricity theft where people are stealing electricity from these light poles. Now, when we electrify, and as I said, the project has now commenced, when we electrify Tembelishle, we don't foresee any problems thereafter. There is quite a lengthy process, and we do apologize for that. I can show you all the calls I made to the area manager, Lucas, in regards to the electricity, streetlights. I got your calls logged, ma'am, and I know you extremely well because you often call me and raise the issues. Now, at times my hands are tied and I can't justify, but I am indicating to you it's a long-term plan, and I can give you assurance once if Tembelishle, as an informal settlement, is electrified, it'll substantially cut down the electricity theft. And we can't say it's a resident, but it's a number of people that are just stealing electricity from these poles, and it's causing havoc. The entire extension 9 and 10, we were inundated with calls. And what we suggested to Lucas, and I'd like to invite you, is the area manager with a few residents of extension 9 and 10 to join us in the meeting during the day so that we could get Lucas and his team to openly explain to you and give you timelines so that we can resolve this matter once and for all. He's agreed on that, and I would communicate through Radio Islam of that particular date, and you could join us in that particular meeting to get adequate answers for you.
Okay, that's...
But actually, it's not that we're always on the radio to listen to when your meetings take place. You have all my details. I would appreciate it if for once now you can come back to me and let me know when the meeting's taking place. Secondly, Mr. Pagliacci, I'm sorry, but I cannot agree with you when you tell me that we will only get street lights when Tembelishle is electrified. Scorpio Drive has numerous problems with their electricity problems, where the power is going now and again. Yet those street lights are working. So you cannot tell me that it's because of cable theft or it's because they're taking illegal connections that they are not fixing our street lights. Mr. Badiachi, 3.5 years is a very, very long time.
Okay, as Appa, you know, we have noted your concern and we're going to hold Mr. Pagliati to this. You have raised it before and we hope that this now, you know, you're very coming very strongly across and making your message heard. We hope that by the next time there will be some significant movement. Jazakallah for the call. Okay?
Thanks.
Have a lovely Jummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, let us go to the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Mustafa.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Linasia, Nirvana Drive.
Yes.
Okay, I have a problem with Mr. Padiyashi.
Yes, go ahead.
We are in Nirvana Drive, in line with the new garage that has been built. That service road has been without lights for the past 9 months. We've been phoning the relevant authorities, they're giving us reference numbers, but nothing has been done about it until today.
Yes, is it, what street is it?
Is it? This is Nirvana Drive, the service road that links up with the garage.
The new engine garage?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I noted that, sir. You know, just once again, if I could just, I hope I'm not just repeating this for the sake of it, but the reality is that when we spoken to the area managers as well, there was a contract that was put out to at least 3 or 4 contractors to assist with the backlogs around streetlights. And that's what the indication I got. And it's true. I think both the callers, it is unacceptable. I must indicate.
Yeah.
It is unacceptable for 2 years or 9 months waiting for streetlights. That's totally unacceptable. And, you know, I'll definitely just double-check on that contract that was issued out to deal with the backlog of street lighting
yes.
in the entire Indonesia and the region itself.
Well, appreciate it much.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Rafat Mansour. I'm a follower of Miki Badiachi now. Miki Badiachi now, I see he's talking about the service delivery. I want to tell him I was last night 11 o'clock in Soweto. He must go around with his car like this. You go from all Soweto, Brocha Glen, Brocha South, all around, and you can see the main road, how the service delivery, not one street, the light is off. Okay. Now, I want to tell Miki Badiachi now. He every time now, two times now, you answer, you see, the local, the area manager, Mr. Locas. Why didn't bring Mr. Lucas with him now to answer to the people? Because Miki Badiachi and Zarina, number one now, they're the one that blocking the service or Lanesia, they're banishing our people. Miki Badiachi, no, and I got the proof in a minute. I was with him in ANC. Miki Badiachi, he know from 3 years, and then, the street by extension 11,
look, you know, we don't want to make it a personal issue. Okay. If there's a certain issue that you'd like to raise with him,
no,
that, you know,
issue,
this is
the issue. What I'm saying, okay, the issue for the service delivery, what I'm saying now, is the Lanesia only is not for the light, street light, or the boathole and all this one. Why Miki Badiachi is no budget for Lanesia?
Okay, so that's your first question. Let's take it to question by question. You know, we don't want this to be a personal clash and a clash of ideologies or anything. You take your issues.
I'm from the community.
Yes.
I got the right to get cross when there's no service for my
okay.
community.
So the first thing that you'd like to know is
okay.
with the budget for Linasia.
And he must not fall the community because he's against the community, him and the Zarina. He's out of the ANC branch already. The vote
thank
is
you.
Out, him and the Zarina.
No, you see, that's a personal attack. We don't want a personal attack.
Because he didn't do nothing for
yeah.
Linasia.
No, no. We, this is the point of this program is to raise
yes,
personal,
yes, yes.
To raise service delivery issues.
We must always be proud when you got MEC from our community, the regional director from our community. This was make me as proud. And you must always be expect service delivery in the best. But the problem we get the different. We get no
okay.
service delivery.
Okay,
can I respond to
okay, give Mickey a chance. Let's hear Mickey.
Can I, peace be upon you, brother. You sound very angry.
About this,
but I'm saying to you that you sound very angry, and out of anger, I won't be able to respond to you adequately. I'm trying to be as calm as I possibly can, and I hope it's not personal.
No, it's not personal.
So you seriously said there's a disparity between the service delivery between Lanesha and Soweto, and you said 3 years. Now, I'm in my position for 1 year, if I could just set the record straight. Secondly, Soweto falls under Region D. I'm not the administrator for Region D, I'm the administrator for Region G. So I need to set the record straight. In terms of the budget, if I could just give you even hardcore evidence, and I think anybody is open to the hardcore evidence in terms of the 18 million rand upgrade in regards to the electricity in Extension 13, an additional 5 million rand is added to that to ensure that we have extra capacity in terms of the electricity itself. So you can't say that as a city of Johannesburg we are neglecting the community of Lanesha, because I think from a point of view that you're coming from, and I think because you are the opposition and you would raise the point logically, which we understand, and I think the community of Lanesha must know that you're the chairperson of the DA in Lanesha, as well as the councillor for the DA in Ward 9, and maybe you should also then pose some questions to the councillor herself in terms of not delivering services. So we're not turning this into a political issue, but I think I want to respond to the points you made about equality of services, electricity, and you're saying there was no budget. So I just outlined the electricity perspective of the budget itself.
Okay.
Okay. Can I believe, because you say now about the councillor and the ward and the service, you must ask the councillor. Councillor, I must remember Maulana now. The people here now, the mission lead the community according to the demarcation of Lanesha. Nobody know where Lanesha, Ward 9, then everything they blame in the councillor of the DA. Councillor of the DA, Mr. Miki Badiachi, must tell the people, where's the Ward 9, the one responsibility of the DA, then where's the extension 10 and the 9 and the 8 and the 11 and the 7 and 6, with under which ward? Because we cannot blame the councillor Ward 9. Because before I tell Zarina, and I give Miki, when he's in a chairperson of the ANC Lanesha branch, I give him all the complaint about the street light, and he tell me and Zarina in a meeting, let the people suffer because they're voting for the DA. He's the one, see now, he's coming now only 1 year for the regional director. He's carried the same agenda when he is a chairperson of ANC Lanesha branch for this.
If I could just indicate, we're not going to turn this into a political fight. I'm here to respond to community inquiries.
Okay, so
can we have some respect, please?
You know what we're going to do is we will, at a later stage, bring the Abdi Abedi on, and we'll get all the relevant parties, and then we can have a political discussion. And there'll be lots of political discussions as we move towards the municipal elections. We know that politicians want airtime at this time of the year. They're always knocking on your door. You can't find them throughout the year, but at this time, they're always there. So we appreciate your call, and we do appreciate, and we will give you the future.
Million. I want to talk about the 18 million, please. About the 18 million.
Okay. So your issues have been raised. Your issues have been raised.
Only for 18 million, now what he talk, he mislead the community, because 18 million only before the election. We lain for 5 years, no service delivery, now we come and you see 18 million for Lanesha before the election, 3 months. This is always deceiving. Then they come before the election, they want to make a service, they must give money, they want to...
There's three other callers on the line, we're going to have to leave it at that. I apologize to you, but...
I must explain to the community, because they must don't mislead the community.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can we just set the record straight, if you don't mind? I'm here as a regional director to respond to community inquiries. I don't want to get involved in the political fist fight. I don't think I want to stoop to the level. If you can please allow me to take the community's inquiries, and I hope I can do this in a calm and respectable manner. Thank you.
Okay, so that is the one caller. Now we move on to the next. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee.
I just want to say to Miki, you must thank Zarina on our behalf in Extension 9, because she always sorts our problems out, whether it's electricity, whether it's potholes in the road. We want to say to her, Jazakla, and thank you to Miki Badiachi.
Okay, so there's a positive comment for the night, people appreciating the services coming through from the nines.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. That one dropping on us. So let's go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I was wondering if Mr. Bajachi can assist with something. I live in Extension 5 on Argonne Crescent. I reported the street lights out on the 7th of December. I've got references to that effect. We've got two problems. We've got the Rose Park that's here. It is not, there's no light there, so the area where the mosque is and everything going down in that stretch is absolutely dark. And then a little further down, we've got the school, which creates these dark spots. Last week, somebody got mugged. It was so hard to find where that person got mugged because the person was in the park. We just heard noises, but we could see nothing. It's such a security risk. Number one, those street lights have been off from the 7th of December. I know that City Power has got a backlog with street lights, but 2 months is really a long, long time. And then secondly, even the potholes, Joburg Roads Agency haven't repaired some of the potholes that have been reported to them also in December already. In fact, this one was reported in September. Something like that. I've got a reference. Is there a place that I could send this information through to the RT to maybe try and escalate for us?
Yeah, if it's okay, if you could just give me the reference number, report that and follow it.
The one for the pothole is 340.
Yes.
5659. And the one for the street light.
Got that, ma'am?
Can I?
Yes, please.
CPW EV.
Yes.
918-654.
Yes.
And then CPW EB. 918-657.
The street name again, ma'am?
Argonne and Neon and Nickel Street. And then the pothole is on Argonne Crescent, but further down on the corner of Nickel, on the entrance to Nickel Street. But it's on Argonne. It's a huge pothole, and a second one is coming up now.
Okay, thank you. The, you know, like I said, you got the references. All we'll do is just track it, and I did indicate that there's contractors that have now been appointed to deal with the backlog in terms of all the streetlights in the Lanesia area and the region itself as a whole. We'll look at that, but also just to reassure the listeners, it's not just maybe perhaps a talk show, but there is staff members listening to Radio Islam,
yes,
taking in on the necessary questions, and I'm extending it again to the community at Corobrick. That's where my offices are. Feel free if things are not working and it is frustrating you. We're trying to deal with it in the most effective way. Thank you.
No, we understand that. And then if also the issue of lighting in the park can be addressed, because with zero lighting in the park, we can't even see something's going on in that area.
Sure. Okay, I'll look into that now.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we go to the next caller, Mr. Bajachi. Who do we have? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. I need to find out, I don't know if you call it a street light or what is this that they put up in extension 11B outside Masjid al-Ashraf. It's got sort of like an antenna, and some people are saying it's relating to the meters. What is that about? Because a street light was removed and this was placed in the place of the street light. But now the problem is that they've taken that out and they haven't replaced the street light.
There's
one outside Flamingo School as well, but the street light there, it seems to be okay. But I just wanted to find out, what is that they're putting up? Is it for the smart meters? Is it cell phone towers? Are we going to be dying soon because of the radiation?
No, sir, I don't think that's the intention, but I really want to be open with you. I don't have an idea of what those antennas are about. I'll definitely check with City Power. And perhaps when I'm back on air, even if you can just pop in at the office, I'll most definitely link you up with the correct people to give you a logical explanation.
Okay, and now relating to that street light that that was removed, and now, I mean, there's no light there, and it's right outside the masjid.
Okay, just if you can give me the street name, please, sir.
It's corner Karachi and Mahanadi Street.
So there's no street lights at all there?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
I have blocked a call with City Power for this, and they told me there's a 7-15 day waiting period. I called earlier today as well just to find out, because it's 7 days after. The lady very abruptly told me that she mentioned to me the first time 7-14 working days, so I need to please be patient. So I don't know how patient are we supposed to be.
Okay, I'll definitely look into this matter and
okay,
apologize if she was rude to you.
Okay, and then my second one is also a street light. I think, I don't know, you know, on Bangalore Drive, what is the plan there? Are they going to be putting street lights again there, or should we just be driving with torches in our hands?
Yeah, no, it is a dangerous thing. I do understand the frustrations that you're going through. But, you know, I think on the last show I did speak through the issues of Bangalore Drive and the business people taking the electricity across where the businesses are. We can't seem to have find a solution. And that obviously is not the fault of City Power. I just need to say that. And I did indicate that if the two of us have to drive along Bangalore Drive, you'll see how the road was cut in and how cables were pushed underground to take electricity illegally. And that's the challenge that we have in Bangalore Drive. So City Power has provided electricity there, but due to the theft from the business people in that area, we're unable to do anything in that for that street light. There is a challenge. But the rest of the street lights that you're mentioning, we'll look into that matter.
Okay, I don't mean to be harsh or against anybody here, but if it's known who the people are that are stealing, it seemed like when you're entering lanes, you know, that cable that's running across and they cut the wires and that, and these guys from Nantfield camps put the wires up again. So if we know who the thieves are, can City Power not do something about it? Or is it just like, you know, our hands are tied, we can't solve the problem?
No, our hands can't be tied, because obviously then we're running a hopeless country.
Because, I mean, if you know the cables are running underneath the road, that means you know who exactly are the people that are electricity.
We can give you evidence in terms of the public engagements. We can give you evidence in terms of the warnings that were sent out, the dialogues that we tried to make with them. Those are the things, and I can obviously show you this. We've had umpteen meetings to try and resolve the matter, but it's just going unabated to that. But our hands can't be tied, because then we have to take the next step, and then legally look at what we could
definitely
do to take people on.
Okay. We will have Mickey Padiachi on in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, and you can check up on him on progress on the issues that you've raised. Okay?
Okay. Not a problem. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Here's one that says that, good evening, Mr. Padiachi. My meter's lead was stolen and the pipe was damaged. My water was running for 7 days before they came out to fix it. After that, again, the pipe was leaking. When I got the bill, I was charged 10,000 rand for that month. I went to the civic center, but nothing has been done. What do I do?
Well, we've got a ruling here in the city because of the shortage of water. I mean, we're a water-scarce country. We all know that in terms of the drought. So city, I couldn't understand if Joburg Water cannot repay it within less than 24 hours. So I'll definitely check that. But if I could just invite you to bring your necessary documents with you to Korobrik, come to my office, and I would be able to set up the appointments with the relevant people and to get a logical explanation to conclude on your matter.
Okay, so there's the invitation to the sister to how to resolve that issue. Also taking out the number so that in future we can look at that one again. Another one that comes through, it says that, interesting discussion, and we see the anger that exists amongst the community, the anger because of low services. What are your response to that? When you hear people that are angry, I mean, there are various reasons why the angry people have their own agendas. How do we deal with all of that?
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, I think I'm in front of the community. I speak on your radio stations. I put out the necessary communication line to try and improve that. As we go along, there is going to be a definite improvement. Now, it's not an election, and I think I want to once again say that I'm not an elected official. I'm not an elected official. The councillors are elected. I've been appointed in my position. So there's a very big difference being an administrator of government and being an elected. So I think it's good that we have this discussion and debate so we understand what is the role of the politicians and what is the role of the local government administrator.
Okay, so the next thing is, there's been the confusion with regards to the wards and who's running the wards. Can we have a clarification on that in the next?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe we can bring the necessary individuals in.
I think
so. And we can discuss and people can know exactly whose ward is in, you know, what area and all of that stuff.
Right. That will be a good discussion and I think it's important to get the clarity. But just in terms of your question and how do we summarize this, that we want to, as I said, improve our services. There has been a backlog in regards to the repair of streetlights. We've put in a number of contractors and we'll see the difference within the next few days. Potholes, that also was a backlog, but what we're doing is that we are driving around. It's not like we're not. We're doing spotting and we're doing that. But the community as a whole is that we're coming directly to you in different forms to try and find out what are the issues and how best we resolve it. We do understand the anger, the frustrations that people have, and I can't justify that. But what I can say is that there is attempts from our side to try and deal with the issues because Region G is a vast area. There's 16 wards that we oversee, not just lands.
Yes, so okay, we've run out of time for this evening. We've got to terminate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, we'll get you back.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
You too.
We'll chat again. That's where we leave it for this evening. Jazakumullah khair for all the interactions. And we will announce again when we will have Mickey Padiachi on. And you can then follow up on some of the issues that were raised.